This is Ozarks at Large for the first Friday in 2018. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Katie Hendrickson, host of Note with Katie Hendrickson. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I bring up New Year, not just because it's seasonally correct, but because you did something on New Year's. I want to hear about it.
Yes. We had the second annual Trillium Salon Series New Year's Day potluck, and that's in collaboration with Artist Laboratory Theater on South College in Fayetteville. And it's this great event where it's an afternoon, the first day of the year, and, you know, everything's closed, but everyone comes together now with the Trillium Salon Series, and we have a potluck dinner. Well, dinner is not a dinner. Is it dinner at 3 o'clock?
Oh, sure.
I guess it is.
Sure.
Potluck dinner. Anyway, it was a great event in that we're all coming together on the first day of the year, and you're starting off the year with music, live music. So we had so many performers. I actually had a string trio from three women who had studied at the University of Arkansas. One is in a master's program somewhere in Stillwater, I think. One of them's in a master's program somewhere else, and one of them is a violinist in Sona, and they played Haydn. I had a violin teacher who played some Bach partitas, and then we had a sing-along session at the end where we sang Amazing Grace. My friend Candace Houston came up to the stage and we started the sing-along. And, you know, when you're in a room and people are like, come on, sing, the performers like sing along, and it's like kind of like crickets or something like that. Well, it wasn't. The room just filled up. It just filled up with sound. Everyone was singing, and it felt amazing. And it was just such a nice coming together. So that was a great Trillium, and I'm really excited to have that tradition.
January 1, 2019.
Doing another one. Okay. It'll be the third annual for sure.
But there are other Trilliums between then and now.
Yes. Coming up, I'm really excited about this one. February 21st in the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges, Museum of American Art. We are going to explore Florence Price, Arkansas native composer.
Yep.
And we're having performances from Erjine Kong, an ensemble that she's put together. She's actually this month putting out a recording of Florence Price's two violin concertos.
Oh, how exciting.
So she's doing that. And so in February, during Black History Month, we're actually having this concert out at the Great Hall. And that's, again, February 21st, 7 p.m. I think that's a Wednesday. And if you do want more information on that, you can go to Crystal Bridges' website, crystalbridges.org.
It is indeed a Wednesday. Just check the calendar. And then later this year, Fort Smith Symphony will have a world premiere of a Florence Price.
Yes, yes. We're having a big, it's not even, I wouldn't even say it's a resurgence. I think it's just a discovery of her, because she basically, in her lifetime, although she had a symphony performed by a major symphony orchestra, she died in relative obscurity. And then her archives were found in an attic in Chicago. And these two violin concertos actually were unpublished in her lifetime, and they've been unearthed because the Mullins Library Archives has the Florence Price archives, and so now some of her music that had never been performed before is getting known into the world.
Exciting. Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Speaking of music that we can hear, Sunday night,
always a great time for symphonies, in my opinion. You can sit there, let the end of the week end, and think about the week ahead, and I'll just dwell on the symphonies. And there's two of them I've queued up for this week, Bruckner's 7th and Elgar's 2nd. And they're both they're about an hour long each. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty much going to be 2 hours of symphonic music, and they'll really heat you up because they're very lively.
Perfect for winter,
yes,
wouldn't you say?
I think so.
So that's Sunday night at 8 on 91.3. You can get the sneak preview, or not the sneak preview. You can hear it Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF2.
Yes, absolutely. And then we have someone that we know and love in the community, and she's become a really well-known food writer and publisher of cookbooks, Crescent Dragon Wagon. Mm-hmm. She is going to be teaching a class at the Brightwater Culinary Institute on food writing. So I had a chance to speak with her, and I love the intersection between art, writing, food, all those explorations of the senses. So
And that'll be on sometime this week?
Monday.
Oh, Monday night?
Monday night. Okay. For an Arts Beat feature. Excellent. And then, finally, I talked to Sharon Isbin, classical guitarist, multi-Grammy winner, I believe. I wrote down some factoid. She's been a soloist with more than 170 orchestras in her time. Can you believe it?
No! Holy moly!
And she's a teacher at the Aspen Music Festival and Juilliard School. But her latest release, her recording, is a collaboration she's done on art songs, Spanish art songs, and it includes a song cycle from Garcia Lorca, who I wouldn't have thought of as a composer. I mean, I know him as a poet and a playwright. Mm-hmm. So it's very fascinating, and she was wonderful to talk to. So that's coming up this week. I don't know what day yet. I think I'm going to say probably Wednesday.
You know what happens every time I tell someone it's probably going to be on Wednesday?
Then it changes.
Yeah. So. But you know, listen to Of Note 8 to 10 on 91.3 Sunday through Thursday, or 9 to 11 a.m. on KUAF2 Sunday through Thursday, and you'll hear it if you just keep listening.
Absolutely. And you can always connect with me at my Facebook page. That's a really nice resource. You can message me. I'd love to hear from you, and I can let you, anything you found out in this conversation, I'd be happy to explore further with you.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, about a couple hours before we had this conversation, I asked Katie, do you have anything coming up? And you're like, I don't know. And then you come in here with, I'm interviewing this world-renowned food writer, this guitarist, we're having a Trillium, so you're busy.
Brain freeze, you know.
I understand. All right, Katie Hendrickson, host of Of Note with Katie Hendrickson. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.